Network presents Eddie Condon's 43rd Jazz Concert. There isn't any better way to salute St. Patrick than to play a little Americ Condon music. And who's going to do that better than cornetist Billy Butterfield, trombonist Johnny Pesky, clarinetist Pee-wee County Down Russell, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, drummer Johnny Blowers, bassist Sid Weiss, and pianist Master Sergeant Joey Bushkin, especially when they're playing their own variations on Charles Harrison's melody, As Long As I Live. Top of the afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the USA. And hello out there, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, to all the soldiers and sailors, Marines, wax and waves, tune in to this St. Patrick's Day greeting by military radio facilities. As in many other examples of Americana, there's a generous portion of Irish in jazz music. And today is the day for the Joe Sullivans, the Jimmy and the Tommy Dorseys, and the Brad Gowans, the Muggsy Spaniards, and the Bobby Hacketts. It's also the day for Maggie McGraw-Condon's old man, Eddie. Well, the top of the day to you, Edward, my boy.
Good morning, old Fred.
Thanks, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd have to look a long time to find a guy that would fit St. Patrick's Day situation better than Muggsy Spanier.
And, Muggsy, what have you got to say for yourself this morning?
Well, the top of the morning, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
What do you got on tap, Muggs?
Well, Eddie, down at Nick's, Pee-wee and myself and putting together some new versions of some wonderful old tunes for albums we were making. And I'd like you to listen to one especially. It's the theme song of Nick's and the tune the band plays at the end of every set.
Well, Muggsy, I'd like to have a little of that. Muggsy's talking about a song called The Tin Roof Blues. Now, look at Joe Bushkin. Do you want to take a little four on that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We have another prominent Hibernian here today, Joe Bushkin. Little Joe played a solo for us at Town Hall one time, and it certainly wasn't bad. I think he's going to play it for us right now, and it's called... In fact, it's the first movement of his own Culver City Suite. Joe, take it. Well, Joe, you scored again, as usual. We've managed to play a good many jazz band standards for you in the course of this series, but here's one we missed. It's called Three Little Words. Billy Butterfield, we want you to step in here for this one. I want to give you two on it, Bill. Ready? One, two.
Thank you.
I thank you. It's always been a pleasure to say, come on in, Lee Wiley. Today Lee has a special bouquet for us. It's a Cole Porter song she made quite famous in a Cole Porter album a couple of years ago. The name of it is Why Shouldn't I? The fellow playing the piano is the same one that played the piano before, and he also played on this album. His name is Joe Bushkin. Take it, Joe.
Take a chance when romance passes by. Why shouldn't I, though of love? Why wait around when each age has a season is found? That upon this earth, love is love that is really worth waiting for. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then you'll be kissed again. All debutantes think it's good, and every star out in Hollywood seem to give it a try. So why shouldn't I? It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done that the hour is coming. You'll be kissed in this, you'll be kissed again. All debutantes think it's good, and every star out in Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I?
Thank you, Lee Wiley. Here's another one of those Pee-wee and Muggsy torpedoes from the Nick collection. It's called My Honey's Lovin' Arms. Take four, Joe.
Well, Ed, while you round up the Barefoot Gang, I have a memo or two for the entire class. Next week, Eddie's going to preview a pair of special items for you. A new instrumental version of When Your Lover Is Gone. Billy Butterfield will play that. And Lee Wiley's going to sing a song by Eddie and Johnny DeVries called Wherever There's Love. Both of these have Bobby Hackett backgrounds, so you can expect something that you can't get on a punchboard. I say it's a preview because they are sides A and B, respectively, of a new release of Eddie's that'll be out any minute now. I have an item here to the effect that James P. Johnson, the daddy of all jazz pianists, is making his debut at Carnegie Hall on May 4th. Jimmy's going to play some of that serious music he's been writing, and he's also going to play some jazz. We say hooray for Jimmy. Eddie's invited Jimmy to come over and let us hear some of that new stuff before post time at Carnegie, so we'll be hearing Mr. James P. one of these Saturdays very soon. And incidentally, Jimmy's going to be with us when we go down to Philadelphia, the Academy of Music. That's Easter Monday for Philadelphia's first jazz concert. We hear the Hall is taking out earthquake insurance. The following Monday, April the 9th, Bushnell Memorial Auditorium in Hartford gets a similar treatment. And on Sunday afternoon, April 15th, or rather Sunday evening, April 15th, we're actually going to try to set up a beachhead in Boston at dear old Symphony Hall. Hope those people know what they're doing. Of course, you'll be hearing us on these same blue stations with more of this same fine Americana music next Saturday and every Saturday at the same time. Edward, how about a little of that Boston Symphony Hall stomp down?
We want to squeeze one in here in a hurry, Fred. Carl, the lady's in love. Take it, Billy. We're about ready to lock up the corral now. Joe, do you want to start off those blouses? Eddie Condon saying goodbye. I'll see you all in the blue next Saturday.
Eddie Condon's jazz concerts are announced by Fred Robbins and produced by Ernest Anderson.
Here is a bulletin from the Blue Network newsroom in New York. Paris. The Third Army has captured Koblenz in a spectacular dash. Repeat. The Third Army has captured Koblenz in a spectacular dash. This bulletin came to you from the Blue Network newsroom in New York. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.